And as we come into Christmas, it's important to remember that, well, kids' playtime is important because things are getting more busy around Christmas, but a lot of parents find it hard to be imaginative when playing those games with their children. And the manager of marketing at Mattel in Australia and New Zealand, Jacinta Whitehead, joins us. Jacinta, good morning.
Good morning.
What exactly have you found out with your latest report on playtime for children?
We found that 8 out of 10 parents find it hard to be imaginative when they're playing with their kids. And then because of that, they actually cut playtime short just because they don't really know what to do and they lose their confidence in themselves when they are trying to play.
Okay, so what is the important factor there trying to get children to play with toys as opposed to sitting and reading a book or sitting and watching a DVD, for example?
Look, all great ways to spend the hours of the day. But Georgina Manning is a family psychotherapist who works with us and worked on this report with us. And she reminds us that play, specifically role playing and storytelling between parents and children, actually builds cognitive development. It also brings out skills such as empathy. So I'll say for myself as a mum of two, it's great to know all those things are critically important. But I also want to remind us all, it's just fun and it builds a beautiful connection between parents and kids.
Speaking this morning with Jacinta Whitehead, Director of Marketing in Australia and New Zealand at Mattel. And Jacinta, what exactly has Mattel got available at the moment to help parents deal with that difficulty?
So we've created a free Spotify playlist that guides families through play moments with some of our favourite toys. So there's 9 different ones. As I said, they're all free and available on Spotify now.
So these audio guides to help parents play with their children and to engage in the creative play, is that a guide for parents to try and create some imagination themselves, or is it more aligned to maybe allowing parents to better understand exactly where their children are going with their imaginations?
No, it just provides different thought processes for while you're playing. So then you can still create the dialogue. You can still take it in any direction you'd like. It's just a few, I guess, ideas while you're actually playing with your kids.
And what tips would you have for parents who are probably struggling, such as my sister is at the moment, studying and working full-time with a partner who's working full-time, trying to keep their children off the TV screen, particularly given my niece is very attracted to anything Disney or Wiggles or Thomas the Tank?
Yeah, and I think 2020 has certainly been the year that's tested us all, hasn't it? And all I can recommend is remembering that play is actually fun for adults as well. So taking 20 minutes to have a game of Uno together or bring out the Barbie dolls and role play as you're talking about the day, the dolls can actually, you know, bring that day to life. So it's conversation in a play environment or get your Hot Wheels cars out and race them around the track just to really challenge yourself for a minute, but do it together.
Certainly very useful information there. Jacinta Whitehead, Director of Marketing Australia and New Zealand at Mattel. Thanks for joining us this morning on Good Morning EP.
Great. Thanks so much for your time and keep playing.